Max iku pupi sing dolanan.
Max is a playful puppy.
Dheweke tangi esuk.
He wakes up early in the morning.
Dheweke mlaku menyang halaman.
He runs to the yard.
Max tresno kanggo main karo bal-baline.
Max loves to play with his ball.
Bola iku bundar lan abang.
The ball is round and red.
Max gowo iku lan gowo bali.
Max fetches it and brings it back.
Dheweke iku banget seneng.
He is very happy.
Max seneng kanggo mangan panganan.
Max likes to eat food.
Panjelma mangan banget cepet.
He eats very fast.
Max jupuk turu ing srengenge.
Max takes a nap in the sun.
Dheweke tresno ngimpi.
He loves to dream.
Max mimpi babagan mlaku ing taman.
Max dreams of running in the park.
Dheweke mlaku lan melompat kanthi seneng.
He runs and jumps happily.
Max duwe dino sing apik.
Max has a great day.
Dheweke tresno uripe minangka anak asu.
He loves his life as a puppy.
Ing Gaza, ana perang saben dino.
In Gaza, there is a war every day.
Sakeluarga urip ing omah cilik.
A family lives in a small house.
Dheweke krungu swara bom.
They hear the sounds of bombs.
Anak-anak kuatir lan sedih.
The children are scared and sad.
Saben wengi dheweke nyuwun katentreman.
Every night they pray for peace.
Dheweke kepengin ngrasakno aman maneh.
They want to feel safe again.
Bapak padha kerja keras saben dino.
Their father works hard every day.
Dheweke adol woh-wohan ing pasar.
He sells fruits in the market.
Nanging regai rego dhuwur banget.
But the prices are very high.
Kulawarga ora duwe panganan cukup.
The family does not have enough food.
Dhewek menyang sine shelter nalika iku berbahaya.
They go to the shelter when it is dangerous.
Dheweke ngimpi babagan masa depan sing luwih apik.
They dream of a better future.
Harapan iku kuat ing atine.
Hope is strong in their hearts.
Siji dino, perang bakal rampung.
One day, the war will end.
Dheweke percaya ing urip tentrem.
They believe in a peaceful life.
Knox iku bocah umur 16 tahun sing urip ing Los Angeles.
Knox is a 16-year-old boy who lives in Los Angeles.
Dheweke ya iku putra saka bintang film terkenal.
He is the son of famous movie stars.
Ibu bapake ya iku Angelina Jolie lan Brad Pitt.
His parents are Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Tuang-tuane nggone keluarga tenar iku ora gampang.
Growing up in such a famous family is not easy.
Knox asring krasa tekanan saka media.
Knox often feels pressure from the media.
Dheweke pengin dadi normal kaya remaja liyane.
He wants to be normal like other teenagers.
Kadangkala dheweke main olahraga bareng kancane.
Sometimes he plays sports with his friends.
Dheweke lunga menyang sekolah sing padha bareng.
They go to the same school together.
Knox senang buang wektu ing jaba.
Knox enjoys spending time outside.
Dheweke tresno alam lan kaendahan donya.
He loves nature and the beauty of the world.
Knox ngimpi dadi sinematografer mengko.
Knox dreams of becoming a filmmaker someday.
Dheweke ngerti yen dheweke duweni masa depan sing cerah.
He knows he has a bright future ahead.
Sistem transport umum saya cepat berkembang kanggo nyukupi permintaan modern.
Public transport systems are evolving rapidly to meet modern demands.
Inovasi ing teknologi lagi nyopir owah iki.
Innovations in technology are driving this change.
Bisir listrik lan kendaraan otonom saya dadi umum.
Electric buses and autonomous vehicles are becoming commonplace.
Owahan iki ngowahi mobilitas kutha lan ngurangi kemacetan.
These changes improve urban mobility and reduce congestion.
Inovasi kasebut ngeterake aksesibilitas sing luwih gedhe kanggo kabeh warga.
These innovations lead to greater accessibility for all citizens.
Teknologi cerdas kaya aplikasi kanggo pelacakan waktu nyoto ningkatake pengalaman pangguna.
Smart technologies such as apps for real-time tracking enhance user experience.
Kanti kemajuan iki, wong bisa navi kota kanti luwih efisien.
With these advancements, people can navigate cities more efficiently.
Akhire, sistem transportasi publik luweh apik nambah kualitas urip.
Ultimately, a better public transport system improves quality of life.
Ing jagat bal basket profesional, sitik rivalitas sing kados padange candu numpes angin antawisipun Boston Celtics lan New York Knicks.
In the realm of professional basketball, few rivalries are as storied as that between the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks.
Persaingan sengit iki wis narik wong fans suwene dekade, nyenyetake kanthi jero ing warisan saben franchise.
This fierce competition has captivated fans for decades, rooting them deeply in each franchise's legacy.
Minangka babak playoff mendekat, intensitas pertandingan dadi cetha.
As the playoffs approach, the intensity of their matches becomes palpable.
Penggemar ngenteni konfrontasi kanthi semangat, ngerti babagan penting historis.
Fans eagerly anticipate the confrontation, aware of its historical significance.
Celtics, karo sejarah sugih juara, nglambangake esensi kompetisi.
The Celtics, with their rich history of championship wins, embody the essence of competition.
Sono, Knicks, didorong dening semangat saingan, berjuang kanggo kaunggulan.
Conversely, the Knicks, fueled by a competitive spirit, strive for excellence.
Loro tim lagi nyiapake kanggo opo sing janji bakal dadi pertemuan sing nyenengake.
Both teams are gearing up for what promises to be a thrilling encounter.
Nalika analis mbongkar game, dheweke negesake pawono kunci lan dolanan strategis.
As analysts dissect the games, they highlight key players and strategic plays.
Ekspektasi saka penggemar mudhun dhuwur, minangka loro tim nyiapake showdown.
The expectations from fans are soaring as both teams prepare for the showdown.
Kanti taruhan luwih dhuwur tinimbang sadurunge, saben dolanan bakal penting kanti signifikan.
With the stakes higher than ever, every play will matter significantly.
Nalika loro waralaba sajarah salira tartamtu, donya basket bakal nonton kanthi saksama.
As both historic franchises face off, the basketball world will be watching closely.
Persaingan iki janji dadi bab sing narik saka sejarah NBA.
This rivalry promises to be a captivating chapter in NBA history.
Ing jam awal esok, dalan-dalan ngedap selwet saka udan wengi sing kapungkur, cahi ing sangisore sinar lampu dalan.
In the early hours of dawn, the streets lay wet from a previous night's rain, glistening under the pale glow of street lamps.
Antara unsur-unsur perkotaan iki ono sawijining tokoh, sing nyepaki monohil ramping kanthi hawa ketidakpedulian.
Among these urban elements was a solitary figure, riding a sleek monowheel with an air of nonchalance.
Dheweke navigasi lewat asfal licin kanthi gampang, katon meh ora bisa diwargike ing bebaya sing ana ing sacedhake.
He navigated through the slick asphalt with ease, seeming almost invincible to the perils that lay around him.
Nanging ing swara rame ing kutha, bencana lagi nggodhog sing bakal inggal nyapeni ilusi dheweke.
Yet in the bustling soundscape of the city, a disaster was brewing that would soon shatter his illusion.
Sajrone, lemah meletus nalika mobil sembrono ngawur melengkung menyang jalur sepeda, ngirim pengendara tumbling.
Within moments, the ground erupted as a car recklessly swerved onto the bike lane, sending the rider tumbling.
Dampak kasebut katastrofis, monohail kasebut dicondongake ing beban logam lan karet.
The impact was catastrophic, the monowheel was crushed beneath the weight of metal and rubber.
Saksi-saksi kaget ing putaran sing ora dijangka saka kedadean, mripat ombo karo kabingungan nalika padha mlayu kanggo nulung panunggang sing tiba.
Witnesses gasped at the unexpected turn of events, eyes wide with horror as they rushed to assist the fallen rider.
Ing tengah kekacauan, layanan darurat teko kanthi cepet, sirene dheweke nari kaya banse, sing nandani dheweke mlebu kanthi cepet.
Amidst the chaos, emergency services arrived swiftly, their sirens wailing like banshees signaling their urgent approach.
Minangka padha naksirake panggung, gelombang legawa mbasahi wong-wong mau nalika nemokake yen pengendara iku sadar sanadyan cilaka.
As they assessed the scene, a wave of relief washed over them upon discovering that the rider was conscious, albeit injured.